you know? Right. And that's what it is to be like these types of people, is that what they're defending with those guns, they look like fucking ISIS, but the thing that they're fighting on behalf of is the right to live in a weird little McMansion like that, and then go on Black Friday to Ross Dress for Less and buy all the shit that they're wearing.
the ISIS photo is really interesting, because again, this is like it's not an image that's like juxtaposed, but there are like similar ones to it. So like one image I'm thinking about is on the one hand you have like a woman with like Hamas or Hezbollah, who's like holding a gun in the copy of the Quran, and then you have like a woman, a blonde woman from America, who's holding like an automatic rifle and a Bible as well. And in one way, like, that image really like annoys me, because again, it just decontextualizes everything and like eradicates the histories that like lead to these particular like things, and this like draw a false equivalence. But on the other side, like, it kind of touches on something very interesting, which is the idea of like how people kind of conceive of weapons, and crucially what they think they're defending, right? So like in the Hezbollah photo, or like the Hamas photo, it is very much like defending a particular kind of Islam, right? One that like with like, you know, something with like millenarian ambitions, and one that like has kind of a narrative of persecution and like resistance and revolution. There's like, you know, a kind of long history of revolution like behind those types of images, in particular among kind of like female fighters. And then on the other side, you have like these American girls with guns and Bibles, for whom like they are kind of defending a, you know, what is effectively kind of a perpetual war on Christmas, right? The idea that like any kind of progressive politics, any kind of democratic politics at this point is like crucially against like, you know, biblical teachings, and like this kind of like, for lack of a better kind of way of conceptualizing, like a Rod Dreher idea of like what of like what America should be, which is effectively to say it should be like a free market like theocracy. It kind of reminds me of that. And then like I'm thinking just about like the war on Christmas, and the idea about, okay, like what do these guys like think that they're defending? Are they defending the idea of like the Second Amendment, like something that crucially, especially in relation to how many like school shootings have happened over the past few years and how nothing has been done about it really? Like, are they defending that? Are they defending the idea of like Christmas being canceled? Like this, you know, in spite of having kind of, you know, and you sent me a video recently, which sort of like, again, touched on this point. The video, so for people who don't know, again, we're describing so many visual things in audio medium. But would you like to describe the video that you sent to me?
Oh, sure. I mean, literally, like, I was just kind of spinning my wheels trying to come up with something that matched this premise. And it occurred to me that Facebook is the way to go when you're trying to to dive into the, you know, the reactionary mind. So I went to Facebook and I just went to the search bar and typed Christmas and then the word patriot. And like the third thing that showed up is like something insane that I'm still trying to figure out what exactly it is. But I was like, this is crazy enough that we could talk about it. So it's I think what's going on is people are starting to become like that like weird face recognition deep fake technology is starting to become a thing that you can just get, and just like there's an app you can just use on your cell phone or your PC or whatever. And so you're starting to see these like these comedy videos, but they're just uncanny valley-ish and weird. Like, this is clearly the point is to own Biden and then do a Trump pro Trump thing, but it's so creepy. What they did is, I guess they took a scene from one of those National Lampoon's like Christmas Vacation movies or something. I don't even know what the original source is, but it's a bunch of people sitting around like a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner about to carve a turkey, and like Biden is the guy standing with the carving tools and stuff, and then around the table, kind of like Christmas with the clump style, you just sort of randomly have inserted, like, I don't know, Ilhan Omar's there and Chuck Schumer and all these weird
AOC, all the kind of people that they just get mad at all the time,
and people that, you know, I from our perspective, it's like, I don't, do they like each other? Like, why would they be hanging out celebrating whatever? So or maybe they do. I mean, from our perspective, too. Fuck it. But anyway, the punchline of the thing is that he starts carving the turkey, and then like a Trump deepfakey thing like bursts from the turkey like alien style, and he just starts doing Macho Man and singing Macho Man and dancing, and then it just ends, and who knows what it means, you know. But I just thought it was very funny because the person who made it clearly thought that they were making some kind of statement, but it's just bizarre.
It's also bizarre because it like reminds, every time I see these videos, it reminds me a lot of like the kind of Flash videos you used to make in like the early 2000s, right? Like when you were a kid. So the idea of like grown adults like sort of doing this stuff that you associate with like a particular aspect of like childhood or adolescence, I think is like really disorientating, and also just like how low bar the humor is. So this came from a Facebook page called Faith Patriot, in which they say to join the battle to keep Christianity as the foundation of our country again, like, you know. So it's no wonder why they're making stuff like this. And the comments are really funny because like this one guy who's just like, how fucking degrading to put Trump in this video. And the guy who like posted it is like, you seem upset. Are you a left-wing snowflake? This is 2 weeks ago. This is exhausting. So like they're even having these kind of like conversations, and the word language that they use is kind of on these like extremely popular Facebook pages, using like this type of language that again, like is kind of, you wouldn't even really see on like in Twitter, on Twitter very much. Like it's a very sort of like Facebook dominated space where the discourse is like happening, like arriving at a much slower pace, but like is also much like far reaching.
Yeah. Another thing that I thought was really like funny about this, that I guess just strikes me a certain way as like a comic or whatever, is like metaphors should be kind of creative in my mind. Like you watch a movie and it takes you a while to piece out what was supposed to be representing what idea, or whether it was on purpose at all, or whether the, you know, stories just sort of form and shape and look like things. And like, you know, that's my mind as somebody who writes stuff. So it's always been very funny to me when like a Ben Garrison, for example, will, you know, will do this form, this style of political cartoon that he didn't invent. I mean, this is also just intrinsic to the form of political cartooning, where it's very devoid of creativity in that they'll just draw stuff and then just write a thing on it and be like, this piggy bank means Obama or whatever. And like, they have to just overtly like label things as certain things and then set them up as toy soldiers and let them fight each other or whatever. That's also kind of ostensibly what you're doing with this deepfake technology when you're like, you're so angry and you want to make a point so bad, and there's no like requirement for creativity. That's unnecessary. You're not trying to make art here, so you just sort of like are doing the thing that a child does, where you go like, this is you and that's me, and you know, then you mash two things together. It's just like baby shit. I don't know, it's so funny to me that that's like it's so prevalent in politics too, on all sides of things, where there's like this kind of like lack of love for like subtlety, you know, and creativity. It's just bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's also just like, you know, for all the kind of antiquated like style of content on these platforms, I think, you know, the kind of aim of the game is just to kind of get as many numbers as you can, and like doing kind of low bar content, which is very much like, haha, you know, own the libs, or like own the libs and that who live in your mind. It's still like, it's, you know, it was popular content in 2016. It's popular content now.